Okay, we have been listening a number of talks this morning on biochar and talking about the stability of biochar in soils. And in the literature, most of the stability data is based on either Terra Preta soils or some studies from the incubation experiment with sands. And this research is part of the Australian National Biochar Initiative, and here we wanted to look at the stability of biochar in sort of variety of soils to determine whether the stability varies with soils or not. It's part of Yunying Fang's PhD research, and I should acknowledge my other co-author, Bhupender Pal Singh from New South Wales DPI. So, some of the past work, this paper in 2010, which clearly shows that you got different biochars, and the stability of biochar generally increases if the pyrolysis temperature is higher. So, as you've seen in a couple of earlier presentations as well, that if you pyrolyze anything above 400, probably you start getting aromatic carbon. Crossover point is just over 300, and the aromatic carbon content increases anything above 300, and the preferred is probably more around above 500. So instead, in this work, you can see that the amount of carbon mineralized increases as the temperature decreases. So obviously, the preferred pathway is that you prepare the biochar at high temperature if the main aim is to increase the carbon sequestration. Now, this study was, as I said before, this was done by mixing with sand. And all soils are obviously not sands. And there are many soils where we could get benefit from biochar applications, especially tropical soils with variable charge minerals. And the other problem, personally, I have with this sort of study is you will never add 10% biochar, I thought I would expect anyway. Now, this study, again, 2010, was done by mixing biochar with sand. But the point here in this study is the same point, that the stability of the biochar, as you can see here on y-axis, is percent carbon remaining. So, with increasing temperature of pyrolysis, there is more carbon retained in the soil. And this is the work done by my colleague, Bhupender Pal, where he has incubated biochar for 4 years in the lab. And this incubation experiment was done in a clay soil. And what he concluded here, you can see this on y-axis, it's the amount of biochar carbon which was mineralized. So the maximum here is 8. So most of the biochar, you can see the maximum mineralization is around 2% in 4 years incubation experiment, except for these couple of chicken and poultry manure biochars. So the point here is that from so far research what has been done, we know that in sand mixes, the stability of biochar is generally higher for the biochar produced at high temperatures, and this work also suggests that probably biochar stability is quite high, and biochar can help in the carbon sequestration. The other thing is priming effect, which probably will present more of this work later this afternoon, that when you add biochar to the soil, it might influence the mineralization of the native carbon in soil, or native carbon can have influence on the stability of biochar, and that need to be sorted out. Because biochar may not be as stable as we think it is. In this work, although they have not separated the source of carbon, but nevertheless you can see that these unfilled histograms are for the soil alone or biochar alone, and these lined ones are with the soil plus biochar. So you are getting, in some soil you are getting positive priming, other soil you are getting negative priming. So there is either increased mineralization of soil organic carbon or biochar carbon when you add them together. So the research questions from our research are that how does the stability of biochar vary with soil properties? And the second one is what is the priming effect of soil organic carbon on biochar in different soils? We prepared biochar from eucalyptus wood material, and this was special in terms of we wanted to separate the source of carbon. So this was a carbon 13 depleted source. The eucalyptus were grown in an environment where the carbon 13 was depleted, and we ended up, as you can see, these two biochar values, minus 36 values, so which is quite helpful when you want to separate the source of carbon from different soils. We produced biochar using the slow pyrolysis process. So our aim here was to maximize the carbon sequestration, not to get the biofuel. And that this is a specific process, and there's a this is private company. It produced it. It supplies biochar to the researchers, and they have a syngas capture facility as well. These are some of the main properties of the biochar, but the main thing I want to emphasize here is that delta carbon 13 signature is quite different to the soil what we'll be using. Carbon content obviously increases as you increase the temperature from 450 to 550. So I'll be using the symbols B450 and B550 for the two biochars. We used four different soils that and these soils, they are quite variable in not only in the soil pH and some of the other property, but they also have a variable mineral composition as well. The first soil in the USGS classification in septisoil, but it's basically a sand, and we have these sorts of soil very common in Western Australia. So this is, as you can see, the nearly 98-99% sand. We don't have much silt in those soils. And that small amount of clay is predominantly kaolinite. On the other extreme is a clay vertisol and dominated by smectite. Oxisol, as you would expect, dominated by oxide minerals, quite high in iron content as well. And then one calcareous soil with a mixed mineralogy, kaolinite, illite, and things like that. So quite a varied soil types. And these four soils are reasonably common in different parts of Australia. This is western part of Australia. These are South Australia and New South Wales. They are sort of more southern part. This is more northeastern part of Australia. We did the incubation experiment by mixing 2% biochar, and we added nutrient solutions to increase the microbial activity. We also added some microbial inoculum as well, and the samples were maintained at 70% water-filled porosity. The results I'm going to present today is only up to 6 months. The incubation experiment will be continued up to 3 years. What we have done is we placed the soil in a pot here, and then sodium hydroxide to capture the CO2, another pot where we added water to maintain the relative humidity, and these were sealed, and we collected gas samples at different times to determine the total amount of carbon mineralized. And what we did was that we precipitated that CO2 in strontium carbonate to determine the delta carbon 13 value so that we could separate the source of carbon, whether it's from the soil carbon or from the biochar carbon. And we use the normal sort of mass balance equation to determine the proportion of carbon coming from the soil or the biochar. I'll give you some main results. Obviously, there are lots of numbers, but here we are looking at the effect of pyrolysis temperature in terms of mineralization. And as you would expect, and this has been done by many other studies, that you'll get more mineralizations from the biochar 450 compared to 550. So there are two soils here, West Australian soils 20 degree, South Australian soils 40 degree, and the green line is for the 450 biochar, and the The brown one is for 550 biochar. So there's more carbon mineralization from the 450 compared to 550. Am I there? I've plenty to say. Incubation temperature. As you increase the incubation temperature, obviously you get more mineralization. And one thing which is important to note here is that most of the mineralization occurring within the first 2 or 3 days. After that, it declines fairly quickly and become more or less stable. Soil types. There were major differences, and perhaps I should move on to this slide. So here we got the percent carbon mineralized from the two soils, from the four soils, two biochars, and three temperatures. So if you look at the first histogram first, you got the 450 biochar here, and these lines are for histograms are for three temperatures. You can see that for this soil, which is New South Wales soil, and that's the oxysols with the highest amount of iron oxides and aluminium oxide content. So the mineralization is minimum for the New South Wales soils. At 550, once again at 60 degree, the mineralization is minimum from the New South Wales soils, whereas at 40 degree, it's minimum from the Queensland soil, which is dominated by smectite. So the point I want to make here is that the mineral compositions where we got the high surface area reactive mineral, you are getting lesser mineralization. Okay, maybe I should. Now here, we are looking at the mineralization at 40 degree and all the four soils. What you can see is that after about 120 days, all the curves started to sort of reach the highest value, and there is hardly any mineralization of carbon after about 4 or 5 months, except for probably this sample, 450 biochar sample. At 60 degrees Celsius, biochar continue to mineralize probably a little bit at higher rate compared to 20 and 40 degree, and it stabilized in 550 case for most of the samples, but for 450, it continue to still go on in WA, South Australian and Queensland soil. New South Wales soil, which has got reactive mineral, probably started to reach closer to the plateau. We calculated the mean residence time for the biochar at different temperatures, and at 20 degrees Celsius, these are the sort of number we got for the biochar in different soils. So quite varied in terms of depending on which soil the biochar is incubated with. South Australian soil, for example, say it's around 350, whereas the high temperature biochar in almost all the soils, it's probably around 1,000 or plus years. So very stable, the 550 biochar, whereas 450 biochar has got probably nearly half of the residence time. And as you would expect, if you incubate the soil at high temperature, the stability decreases, and MRT, or mean residence time, is most cases less than 100 years at 60 degrees Celsius. And these two temperatures, they are fairly realistic temperatures in Australian conditions. We get 40 degrees Celsius quite commonly in the outback. Considering the time, I'm not going to go on the detailed description of the priming effect, but I'll show you the main results of the priming effect. Okay. So if you look at the x-axis, any positive number mean that biochar is increasing the mineralization of soil organic carbon. And as you can see in this West Australian soils at all temperatures, 20, 40, 60 degrees Celsius, all these lines or graphs, they are above zero. That means in that soil, which has got less than 1% organic carbon, when you add biochar, there is increased mineralization. Whereas in the New South Wales soils, as you can see, this dotted line shows the zero value, so all the values are below that. That means there is a decreased mineralization of organic carbon in the presence of biochar. And same sorts of results we got for South Australian and Queensland soil, that application of biochar decreases the mineralization of soil organic carbon in soil. Okay, so that's the summary. Obviously, increased stability with increasing temperature of the biochar. 550 biochar is a lot more stable compared to 450. And increasing temperature, you increase the mineralization. We did see the effect of soil type or clay minerals and clay content. New South Wales soil, which has got highest surface area and oxide minerals, has got maximum stability of the biochar. And there is some positive priming, especially in the sandy WA soil. And with that, I'll thank you to a few people, funding from DEF and CSIRO, and Claudia helped us in the Delta Carbon 13 value. And thank you for your attention. Yep. pH, I think if I remember, they were 9 or 10. I can show you what they are. Here they are. Yeah. 8.6 and soil pH. Here, look at the top line, 5.7 to 8.8. But we are adding only a very small amount, 2% biochar, not 10% or 15%.
Right. Did you measure the pH of the combined?
No, we did not measure the pH because pH, if there is any change, that would change with time as well. Because, and we were kind of sampling continuously for the gases only. So the experiment is still continuing. We might do it at the end when after 3 years when we finish the whole experiment.
Thank you.
Thank you.